Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
In the Eastern Conference Final, attempting to stave off elimination tonight, here's Stan Coven. Stan Coven in with a shot. Score! The Hurricanes take their first lead of the series as Stan Coven beats Bobrovsky.
The Hurricanes win Game 4 over the Panthers, and I officially hate that they won last night.
Yeah, I think I know why. I'm going to say the same thing.
Uh-huh. Well, do
you... Is it because of the streak that was broken?
It's the streak that was broken, and do you have... You don't have ESPN on, like, in the background somewhere, do you?
I do not, no.
Okay, because in the last 90 seconds, they showed the replay of the puck lying between Rory Fitzpatrick's feet and Rod Brind'Amour running in and scoring against the Buffalo Sabres in Game 7, 2006.
Because that was their last win in a conference final game.
Yep.
And then they had lost 15 straight.
Yep. Which, by the way, is an insane streak.
It's incredible.
A little bit of a... Man, I kind of wish it could have kept going. Could have called it some court. This is the curse. The curse. You won with all the defensemen. Whatever. I don't need to rehash it. But it's in my face. They got the goal today, Game 7, against the Sabres in 06. Right. 15 in a row, though, that they had lost. They'd been swept three times and then got down 3-0 to Florida, which is pretty incredible in its own. I'm going to get to a Bills thing here, but that's that. And the Hurricanes, Sal, they to me are very similar to the Bills in the NHL because they are good. The one difference would be they don't have a Josh Allen. They don't have a superstar that, like, well, that guy's got to win, you know, and he's going to win eventually. That attitude of it's going to happen someday. Because the Hurricanes, they're kind of absent that superstar. Like, Sebastian Aho is very good, but he is not like a tier one forward in the league. That team, since Rod Brind'Amour became the head coach in 2018, so in 7 years, six seasons, they have made the playoffs all six times after, by the way, not making the playoffs for 8 years in a row. They've made the playoffs every single time he's been the head coach. And their seasons have ended with swept in the conference finals, lost in the second round, lost in the second round, lost in the second round, swept in the conference finals, lost in the second round, and then this year they're probably going to lose in the conference finals again. I mean, they're good every year. They win playoff rounds every year. They just can't quite get to the finals. So in that way,
what's missing? What is, you think it's that superstar? Is that what's missing from them? Like a guy like that?
I think, yes, that one, you know, elite forward up front has been missing.
They've always had good but not incredibly great goaltending.
That's the other thing I was going to mention. Yeah, they have never had the great goaltender. It's always been pretty good. And in some years, it actually hasn't even been that. This year, they've been
right,
going between Kochetkov and Anderson, who are fine. But Right, like, look on the other side. Florida's got Bobrovsky. They haven't had a guy like that that could get hot for an entire playoff run that I can remember. So, yeah, that's a good point as to why it's happened. But results-wise, they feel very much like the Bills. Like, this team's been so good for so long. They probably should win more. Again, the biggest difference is Josh Allen, and they don't have a Josh Allen.
And obviously, I'm sure people would point out, they do have a cup.
And they do have, yes, they do have a cup.
The same year. I know you forgot about that year, Joe. I know you've erased that year from your memory.
I try to. As much as ESPN wants to remind me of it this morning. Yeah, I try to.
I know. Hey, we have, by the way, welcome and thank you, everybody in the bullpen. Had a great question.
Okay.
If there's something I have a lot of, or probably too many of, it's coffee mugs. I have a lot of coffee mugs. Probably too many. Yeah. I have way too many. Believe it or not, I have too many baseball caps, and you may say, I never see you wear a cap. That's right. I really don't wear them, but yeah. I get them all the time, and I save them. My son loves wearing them, and he's got tons of them. Mm-hmm. I have a million baseball caps. We actually just finally tossed some and gave some away that were never worn and brand new recently. That being said, I have a ton of coffee mugs. I'm got my coffee this morning. I'm sitting here in Studio Capaccio, and I'm drinking it. And AC in the bullpen, hey, AC, says, Sal, what is on your coffee mug? And I thought that'd be pretty cool to
was that the Big East?
Tell you. It is the 2009 Big East. Can you see this on video? Anybody who's not watching on videos, why you should. Look at this. Now I got to tell you the story about this. You see it on video, Joe?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, with all the logos?
Yep.
Those are all of the faded teams. Mug right there. Yeah, those are all of the teams in the 2009 Big East basketball tournament. This mug came from MSG, the Syracuse UConn 6 overtime game.
Oh, okay.
But when I got it, it was actually, believe it or not, I was covering the game. I was actually living in Florida, and I had a press credential because USF was a team that I had been covering basically at that time.
Okay.
So I go up there, and I go, and the media all got like some swag for the media. Thanks for coming, and media comes in from around the country. And this mug was part of it for the media. But what was cool about this mug was it's no longer like this because it's so old. The mug was blue, but when you heated it up with something, tea, water, then the logos showed up. But it's so old and faded now that the logos are just there all the time.
Wait a minute. That mug was blue?
Yes.
The one you're holding, like what kind of, like a royal blue, like a navy blue?
Yes. Like a dark blue. And when you heated it up, it turned this color. But it's been washed through the washer so many times and used so many times that the blue part has faded, so it's always like this.
I can't believe that mug was ever blue.
Yes.
That's insane.
And I'm sorry, I know it's 16 years old. I'm drinking out of a 16-year-old coffee mug.
Yeah.
But it's sentimental to me. This is from Syracuse UConn 2006 overtime game.
I'm imagining every... You said you had too many coffee mugs. I'm imagining every one of those coffee mugs you have acquired in between when you got that one and today.
Yeah, I don't think I have any that are more or older than this one.
And you just use that one? How often do you use that one? Is that most of the time?
No, maybe once a week because I have so many of them. I just grab one.
Okay,
I have one with a boxer dog on it because we had a boxer, Roxy, and she passed away last year. I have one my brother sent me that maybe I'll wear. Maybe I have this week. I'll bring to the studio if I'm in there or home. My brother sent me one a couple years ago on my birthday, and it literally he had it printed. It says, "Of course, I'm a Capaccio. Of course, I'm always right." Something like that. It was just funny, right? It says you got all these different kind of mugs, and there was a time where I was buying my wife coffee mugs from different Starbucks around the country when we would go on road trips for the Bills. So I have one from maybe like Houston, New York, and you know Miami, whatever. And they have these for different cities. So we have those as well. But for me personally, yeah, I have a whole bunch of different coffee mugs. Anyway, check it out. Really cool, actually. I mean, look at it's Cincinnati's on there, Rutgers.
Yeah,
right?
look at that. Marquette is in there.
DePaul.
Notre Dame, of course.
Yeah.
Well, not of course, crazy, right? But yeah. 2009 Big East. I still can't get over that mug you're holding up, which on the stream it kind of looks like a faded yellow.
It's just a faded, like it's a cream. It's faded. It's almost white now. There's spots of it that are white you could see.
I would have guessed that mug used to be white, and it is now transitioned to where it is right now. And that was blue?
It was blue, and when you heated it up, It became the logos showed up. That's what was so cool. I've never found a mug like this now again.
Yeah,
like like that.
So it was blue. It was just plain blue, or like a Big East
dark,
logo on
darker
maybe.
Blue. Yeah.
And then when you would put the hot coffee in it, that's when the logos would show up.
Yes.
That's like there's the beer cans now where when the which one of the beer companies does this, when the mountains are blue, when the beer is cold. It's like the opposite of that. When the coffee was hot. That is cool. I don't know that I've seen that anywhere else. You have too many coffee mugs. I have too many koozies. Does anybody else have this problem? I feel like everybody.
I don't
has
use
this
koozies. I just I if I get a koozie, I give them away. I'm like I'm not going to use this.
Well, because everybody gives them away. Everywhere you look, every giveaway anywhere is here's a koozie. Just have one. You just walk anywhere. People are just handing you koozies these days. I got a whole cupboard full of them.
You and I were in a golf event last week where we got a koozie.
Yeah, right. Yes. I go to anything like that, I'm expecting to come away with a koozie. I'm expecting to come away with one. Mugs too, but koozies would be more so for me. Just way too many. Way too many. I could use getting rid of 80% of the koozies I have because I'll never use them. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you got something you want to throw in the bullpen, by the way, feel free. We'll be monitoring that as the day goes on. Maybe we'll check in with the chat in a little bit again. So I was reading at NFL.com a story of every team's most underappreciated player. And I'm like, all right, let me see. Well, let me see what they got for the Bills here. If you were to guess, Sal, assuming you haven't seen this.
I have not seen this.
If you were to guess, who would you guess that NFL.com has listed for the Bills as their most underappreciated player?
Okay, underappreciated. All right, so I'm going to play the game here what's the saying? Play the player, not the game? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
play the player. What does NFL.com say? Because I think if you are in Buffalo, if we do this, if we put the poll up, right, from Bills fans, I think you're getting Terrell Bernard, Khalil Shakir, one of those guys. Maybe Christian Benford.
Yeah.
I think those are probably your top three guys off the top of my head, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, right? No, definitely. I would tell you that, in fact, I'll even tell you who my answer would be that I would put in that group would be Spencer Brown.
Yes, yes. I was just going to say him too.
I think there's a lot of good evidence of this, that he took a step as one of the league's best right tackles now. And that, especially that playoff game against Denver, I think he was literally perfect. Like, he didn't have a single failed protection the whole game. I would say Spencer Brown would be my answer.
His game has really grown, you know, and he's such a big guy. He's so athletic for his size. So,
yeah.
I'm going to guess that they did not choose one of those four then.
None of them. They didn't choose any.
Okay. So, who would they say most underappreciated? Don't tell me it's Ed Oliver.
It's not Ed Oliver.
Okay.
I would say, do you want me to give you a couple of the other teams to kind of give you an idea of
sure. Yeah, that'd
what
be great.
Level.
Let's go.
So, like, Baltimore, they put Rashad Bateman. Cincinnati is tight end Mike Gesicki. You go down to Kansas City is tight end Noah Gray. So, sometimes you get a full-time starter. Sometimes you're getting more of a, like, Pittsburgh, it's Jalen Warren, who's the part-time running back.
Okay, so you know what? I'm gonna stop you right there.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say Ty Johnson.
That's a very good guess. It's not Ty Johnson.
Okay.
I feel like Ty Johnson would have been a great answer too, though, to this question. It is someone that would not be a listed starter going into the season.
Okay. Not a listed starter.
Yeah.
Dorian Williams.
It is Dorian Williams. They put Dorian Williams as the Bills' most underappreciated player. They did cite one of the reasons is that he had the most tackles on the team last year, that he played well until Matt Milano came back. Dorian Williams, who had a fine season, I think, right? Like, was he didn't really let anybody down, I would say, when he was filling in for Matt Milano. He's not like a star player right now.
There was a good debate when he came back, right? When Milano came back, even after Milano had, you know, played a little bit, and people said, oh my God, he's not the same guy. Put Dorian Williams back in there, and the team kind of had a plan. I think it worked out in the end where you could see why once you got to the Ravens game, and then Milano kind of tweaked his hammy at the end of that Ravens game, by the way.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's why he wasn't on the field for the last series. You know, Eric Turner, Cover One, did a really good breakdown about Dorian last year versus Matt. Like, when it all happened, it was like December.
Yeah.
When Dorian Williams, you know, when Matt Milano came back. Now, remember Eric did this, and I would point to people, if you haven't watched it, you can go find it. We've had Eric, obviously, on WGR. And I thought that the thing that really stood out from what Eric broke down was Matt just processes so quickly. that even though Dorian can kind of make plays and flash and, you know, he gets there, he gets to the party when he brings it, right? Like sometimes he does not, when you're comparing to Matt Milano, you just don't process as fast. Yeah. Most people don't. So therefore he just wasn't in the proper position quite often. Whereas Matt is almost always in the right position because he processes so fast.
Right. Right, exactly.
Right, I think, wouldn't that be the best way to kind of put it? Like the,
I think so.
With the breakdown of what he did?
Yes. I would say that was the best takeaway between the two. And that, because really, like, if you could take, I mean, Milano used to have this level of athleticism. Maybe he can get it back to some degree. He did a little bit as the season went on. If you could take Milano's processing speed mentally and put it right now in Dorian Williams' athleticism, you'd have, like, the best linebacker in football. Because Williams is running, you know, side to side across the field at the speed of some, like, you know, as like a slower wide receiver, more than like even like a fast tight end. That is the one position, Sal, that I would say on defense, right? Am I missing somebody? That they really just didn't do anything. That they felt, they restructured Milano's contract, and he's got 1 year now until he could hit free agency. But
no, I'll give you one.
Go ahead.
I mean, they did sign in like a depth piece. All that talk that we had going into the draft about safety, they didn't do anything.
Right. Oh, that's right. That's right. They didn't do anything. They signed Derek Forrest, but that's not like
right.
A
depth
major
piece.
Signing.
He's not coming in to start.
That's
right? There was so much talk on draft day. I remember coming on draft day, and all these national people had the Bills taking. Was it Malachi Starks?
Malachi Starks. Yeah.
And all that. And I remember we had this big discussion, and I said many times, I just can't see it. I don't know why everybody's jumping on this. I'd be stunned. I had so many people telling me and messaging me that day, like, well, Sal, you're nuts. That Malachi Starks is better than anybody they have. That's a different discussion.
Yeah.
Like, whether he's better than them or not, or the Bills should try to upgrade there or not, is a different discussion on how they view their own room and what they felt that they were going to do. I never thought they were going to take a safety. They didn't. Of course, Malachi Starks went before the Bills drafted anyway. I mean, he went to the Baltimore Ravens, right? A couple of picks before the Bills. But they didn't do anything at that position, Joe, which is interesting, right? Because it was a position going in where there was a lot of talk into the season. They did bring DeMar Hamlin back on a very minimal contract. But I think it's clearly set up. Not to divert from your linebacker conversation.
No, yeah.
I think it's clearly set up. The Bills feel Taylor Rapp and Cole Bishop are their top two safeties.
Yeah.
And maybe Cam Lewis is now just strictly their number three backup. Or maybe that comes from the corner they drafted, Jordan Hancock, because him and Cam Lewis are kind of like the same interchangeable safety / slot corner.
That's right. To me, though, that's a good question about like who would be the next man up and how, you know, rotationally it could go. But I'm with you. Like, I don't think there's any chance, realistically, other than injury. Or Cole Bishop just shows up and just like something didn't click
right
in the offseason. Like, it's going to be Rapp and Bishop. Linebacker, it's going to be Bernard and Milano. But I am
100%.
I am curious how it goes and how the season progresses. Because Milano, I think, did give confidence to people that, okay, there's still, you mentioned the processing speed, Eric Turner's breakdown. You know, like, it came back. From the first time he steps on the field and he gets crossed over by Kyren Williams in that Ram game. And it's, oh, man, I just wonder if there's anything left in there. To that Jet game and that first playoff game and even parts of the Baltimore game where it's like, okay, there's still a dude in there. It might not
be. Ravens, you remember, there were a couple plays in the Ravens game. He knocked down that two-point conversion where it kind of looked like it was just, okay, they're going to complete this. And out of nowhere, he gets that left hand back and he knocks it down, I think it was, right? Like, those are the kinds of things that started to come back.
Yeah, I'm forgetting if it was that game or if it was even the Denver game a little bit, but using Milano as the spy a lot of times.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He had a sack on Bo Nix. He chased him down.
Yes, right.
To the sideline. It was right at they gave him a sack. It was like right at the line of scrimmage, but it was a sack.
Yes.
It was all said and done.
So really, I guess the question with Milano is just going to be what the question has been for a couple of years, because you still see the signs of a guy in there, a good player. Maybe not the, you know, top five linebacker in the league that he was a few years ago, but a guy that can make a real difference for you. Can that guy's body hang together, stay together for 17 games? because if it then you have a great player.
I think what you might see this year, maybe, I don't know, but maybe because of what Dorian was able to do last year, getting that second year under him, maybe it's a little bit of a load management situation with Matt this year, too. Like, you think about Joey Bosa, right? And hey,
sure,
like, we're not going to have this guy on the field all the time. And I'm not telling you Matt Milano's not going to play first and second down. Those are his money downs. What I'm telling you is, in a normal game situation, he's on the field. But maybe you get a 2-touchdown lead and you say, hey, Dorian, go play Will linebacker for a series. Something like that.
That's a good question, how much they would want to do that. Because, two, they might also want to get a look at beyond what they see in practice and in training camp, and that'll be meaningful also. Chris Brown talking about Williams is in my head because he really liked his season last year, a lot more than even I did. How much will the Bills want to see him? Not just even for the load management portion of this, but for long-term purposes. I mean, he's still very young. I mean, he was drafted in 2023. He's still 23 years old. And you see that there is a crazy good athlete in there for a linebacker, which would make you think that there's an upside still to be found there, but it's just the mental part of the game and overrunning things, and can he get all that down? Because if you get signs of that this year in spots, you know, like, that could go a long way for the linebacker conversation beyond this year. Because Milano, I don't know what the future will hold for him after this season. Like, right now, Williams going into a fourth year of a rookie deal, 24 years old, I mean, that feels like you're maybe most likely guy right now for that. And you're not going to want him to not play at all next year if Milano were to stay healthy. So I just think that all of that position, right, even though they didn't really do much or really anything at that position, the rotation might be really interesting for what they do.
It is funny. They did not do anything, you're right, other than bring in Keontae Jenkins as an undrafted free agent. Like, that's it. That's the only thing they did at the position, which is interesting because I think, Joe, maybe the bigger question is who winds up winning the backup middle linebacker job, which I think is between Joe Andreessen and Baylen Spector. And I'm going to give the nod to Joe Andreessen because of his availability and the fact that he's going into the second year of a very minimal rookie contract. Baylen Spector's on the fourth year of a rookie contract. He hasn't been as available. He was on IR twice last year. This has nothing to do with Joe being the local guy or anything like that. I think he earned his spot. But I think Joe Andreessen, as I sit here now, I think he beats out Baylen Spector. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if Spector gets the first crack at it. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, I would just the incumbent still, in a way.
Yes. Yes.
But I'm with you. By the way, someone in the chat did point out Milano has 2 years left in his contract. If you go to his spot track page, one of them's a void. No. It's a void year, though. So
it's a void. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Joe. Yeah, go ahead.
No, yeah. It's a void year, so it's a one-year deal. You know, like,
what happened was they redid his contract a couple months ago. And he was supposed to be under contract for 25 and 26.
Right.
But they shaved off a year of his contract, and he took a reduction in salary, but to get incentives. Mm-hmm. And that year became a void year, as Joe just pointed out. So he's actually an unrestricted free agent after this season.
Right. And the Bills will, like, there is a consequence to that. They will take, according to Spotrac, it's $11 million next year that they'll have to eat, and then 4.8 the year after. So, you know, it's not. You might actually, your best case scenario, this was a thing we talked about with Bosa. We got a break. We're getting Paul Hamilton. We'll shift gears coming back. But Joey Bosa, there's a thing about his where, like, okay, it's a void year next year and there's a cap hit, but if it goes well and you extend him, then you make that a lot more manageable. Mm-hmm. And you might be rooting for the same thing with Milano. I mentioned Williams a year from now at 24 years old could be a good option for you. But Milano at 31, if he's able to stay healthy, you know, it's a huge if for him, I know. But that's what you'd be rooting for. Because then that cap hit, you know, doesn't look as bad because you actually have the guy in the field playing for you.
As JT points out, you can still extend a guy on a void year, no doubt.
Yeah,
Really kind of triggers, like, when the void happens. If he's on the roster on this particular day, it's void, and you got to count that cap hit. But the Bills could in December say, hey, you know, Matt Milano's had a great year. We want to extend him. And you can change everything about what that void year means, basically. So I think for our purposes here, Milano going into the last year of his contract, and then it's we'll see.
803-0550, the phone number. Paul Hamilton, when we come back. Tage Thompson had a huge weekend. Team USA won a tournament they haven't won since the 1930s. The Amerk season comes to an end, and the Stanley Cup playoffs as well. So we'll change gears, get some hockey, and when we come back with Paul here on WGR.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Good morning. It's time to talk some hockey.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Here's now talking with Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy White is off this week. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, guys. How are you?
I'm good. We're good. Good to talk. Good to chat again. There's a lot has happened in hockey, I feel like, since we last talked.
It was a crazy day of hockey. They all the games were happening kind of at the same time.
Yeah.
They were, you know, different times in the afternoon, but basically going the same time. So, I didn't really actually get to see much of the NHL game just because of the gold medal game and the Amherst game.
Yeah. Also, what is the NHL doing putting Stars Oilers on in the middle of the afternoon on a weekend? I was excited to watch that game on my flight, and then I realized it was at 4 o'clock. Like, oh, I'm not doing that. Where do you want to start, Paul? Do you want to start with Tage Thompson scoring the golden goal for Team USA? They win a tournament, the World Championships, they hadn't won since the 1930s. And really what it does for him, because we're actually going to talk to Stephen Ellis from the Daily Faceoff a little later this morning, and he wrote that Thompson was like willing to hit everything that tournament. He played well defensively. He obviously scored a bunch of goals and was creating shots so that, you know, if we're thinking about his Olympic candidacy, I don't feel like he could have had a better tournament.
Yeah, and even before he scored the goal, I mean, he hadn't scored in three games, I believe it was, but I didn't hate his game, you know, in those three games. I wouldn't say he was playing poorly. He was playing a team game is what he was doing. I mean, he was playing the game that the coaching staff was asking Team USA to play to try to win a tournament. So there were times where it was like instead of trying a high wire act or trying to maybe stick handle through a couple of guys or, you know, it was like, all right, let's put the puck in the place where it needs to be put and let's live for another day type of a thing. And, you know, he was doing that. And there was one play he made I really liked. He had turned the puck over in the offensive zone, but he just put his head down and hightailed it back. And he got back, and he was the one that got back to break up the play. It's like, okay, you made a mistake. Everybody's going to make a mistake in a hockey game. That's what hockey games are. But he did everything he could to correct that mistake, and he did, and made a really nice defensive play getting back to break up the rush was able to counter the other way. So I really liked the team game that he was playing. And by the end of the tournament, he did score 2 overtime goals. He did score 6 goals. He had 9 points in 10 games. And, even without the overtime goal, the golden goal, mm-hmm. I would still be sitting here telling you that I think he should make the Olympic team.
Yeah. There was one reason that was cited, maybe even by Bill Guerin directly. You should find exactly where. But what was cited was that one reason he didn't make the Four Nations team, Paul, or one thing that, you know, USA Hockey wonders about him is, does he have any big game experience? Because he doesn't really have a lot of that from the Sabres. I don't know if they would consider that, you know, big game experience, but, I mean, it's a championship game. And you needed a guy to do it, and he went down the ice and he scored. So if that was the thing keeping him off a Team USA, I don't know that it still would. Really, would you also predict that as long as there is an injury or, you know, some unforeseen terrible start to next season, that he is actually going to make the Team USA at the Olympics?
No, I think he should. Now, I don't trust Guerin or Drury because they got to put their guys on first. So you got to have the Minnesota Wild and New York Rangers on the team. And that's where I think it came off the rails for guys like Thompson and some others. Look at the top 7 American goal scorers last year. I believe, and Tuck was one of them, I believe 2 of them made the Four Nations tournament.
That's unbelievable.
Of the top 7 goal scorers. And Tage Thompson was number 1 at 44 goals. And go back to the 47 goal year. Mm-hmm. From that point, 2022, until now, Tage Thompson is the 2nd leading U.S. goal scorer behind Austin Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just he had 1 year where he was up in the top. He has been since the year he scored 47. True, he didn't have big game experience, and I think that's only going to help him with the Sabres too, because he in an interview afterwards said, "I had never won anything, in the NHL." And you know, he's been around 7 years now, so he's been around for half the drought, and mm-hmm. Now you could just. I mean, just watching him, the whole celebration, you know, is almost like a weight had been lifted off of him. It's like now he knows what it's like to win something. Now, winning the gold medal at the World Championship is not winning the Stanley Cup. It's not even winning the gold medal at the Olympics, but it is something. It is an accomplishment. I mean, you look at Team USA, beforehand you wouldn't say, well, that's the best team. You know, they were good. But, again, Guerin wanted players to show up, and some didn't. Now, if you're a restricted free agent or something like that, of course you're not going to show up. That's why J.J. Paterka wasn't there for Germany, because he's a restricted free agent, and mm-hmm. if you don't have a contract, you're not going. But still, there were still a lot of guys, and so many guys – went over there. They were rushing over there after they got eliminated in the playoffs. McKinnon rushed over there. You know, half the New Jersey Devils team rushed over there. Even Nylander showed up, you know, after the Leafs. They got eliminated late. He only got in 2 games. But he went over there, or in 3 games, I'm sorry. He went over there too. I mean, so many guys went over there. But Team USA hardly had anybody that went over there. and after they got eliminated. It's just that's one of the reasons nobody had won that tournament for Team USA since 1933 is because of that point. They have trouble getting people over there for that tournament, and for whatever the reason is, where other nations don't necessarily have that problem. And Garen was disappointed that very few went over there, and I think he appreciated the fact that Thompson did. And Thompson told me before he left, we talked about it before the Sabre season ended, he was going there to prove a point, and I think he did it.
All right, Paul, so Rochester American season is over. They lose in five to Laval. So everything with the Sabres organization is done now as far as on the ice. The Sabres are done. The Amerks are done. What's the next order of business? You have several RFAs, obviously. You have the Bo Byram situation hanging out there. You have the draft coming up. What's the order of business here for Kevin Adams, his coaching staff? I don't even think we've heard anything official about the coaching staff or the organization even. So what can fans look for next and what needs to happen next?
Yeah, I mean, as far as we know, nothing has happened with the coaching staff. They still haven't, at least maybe they have hired somebody, but they haven't announced it or anything for the front office. So they have to continue to try to find that person for the front office or at least get that squared away. We don't know if they're looking for coaches or they aren't. There really hasn't been anything said or even indicated that coaches are leaving or they're with the coaching staff. I mean, they're not going to announce that, well, we're not firing our coaching staff.
Right.
I mean,
right.
So, right. You know, it's, you know, you just kind of wait and see. I mean, next time Adams will speak is around the draft, you know, which is at the end of June. So that would probably be the next time that we would get a chance to speak with him about that particular thing. They've got the they're preparing for the draft. They got to get qualifying offers out to their restricted free agents, and I don't think there's anybody restricted that they have that they will not qualify. That happens just, you know, as in between the draft and when the season ends, qualifying offers will be out there. And, they're, of course, looking for trades. I'm sure Kevin Adams has been been talking about trades since then, because that's when trades start happening, is once the Stanley Cup playoffs end and you get in towards the draft and free agency and those types of events that happen during the summertime. That's, you know, when all of a sudden you'll start seeing some trades also.
Quickly on restricted free agency, Paul, we'll spend much of the time, I'm sure, on other guys, but Devin Levi's season comes to an end in Rochester. We've talked about him and what we think will happen to him next season, whether he'll be one of the two goalies in Buffalo. He had a tough series against Laval, .861 mm-hmm. save percentage. Not every goal was his fault, but maybe he would say there were a few that he would like back. Did that series, giving up five goals in the elimination game, did any of those games in that series change your thought on where he'll be or where he should be to start next season?
Well, yes. Now, Laval is the number one team in the American Hockey League. They're better than Syracuse. Levi was lights out against Syracuse, gave up two goals in three games. But he gave up 18 goals in five games against Laval. And the two wins, he was one of the reasons. I mean, he really played well in game four to be able to force a game five, as did his team. I don't think the team played as well in front of him either. One of the things about the Amerk team all year long is the way they play team defense. And Levi didn't have to stand on his head a lot of the time. But that kind of, especially in game five. They hung him. I mean, they just didn't play well at all in front of him, and he wasn't up to it as far as making a big save at the big time. And that was what he did for most of the season. When they needed him to make a big save, he did. But he also wasn't all that busy a lot of the time, too, because of the great team defense that they played. So that went away also for him. But he didn't play as well. You're right, there were games he'd want back, and now for me, there's question marks. I, I would not go in this season with two young goaltenders that are both, you know, not. I mean, that last series against Levi showed me, is he ready for the NHL? Will he ever be ready for the NHL? I don't know. Or will he come and play well in training camp and be lights out and be a very good NHL goaltender? That could also happen.
Right. And then with Lukanen paired with him, it would be two big question marks.
Right. And Lukanen could get his game back from what he had at the end, right, not this past year, but the year before, where in 35 games he had some of the best numbers in the National Hockey League. That could happen too, but do you want it? Because if it doesn't happen and you got those two there and it doesn't happen, if one of them doesn't take the reins,
yep, that could sink your season.
Take that number up to 15.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. It really could. If they both hit, it's possible, then you can make the playoffs on that. But if
one of them hits.
Yeah. But if they both don't, I mean, they could get their power play could improve, and they could get better defensively even, and you just don't get the saves. That could sink your season.
You're right. You have to get saves. You have to have good goaltending if you're going to be a good team.
All right. Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. The Amerks season sadly comes to an end, and now, yeah, we'll look for free agency, and before that, of course, the NHL draft. And we'll talk more playoffs too. So thanks, Paul, for joining, and we'll talk later this week.
Take care.
Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. Time out here. When we come back, I do have one hockey observation from my time in South Florida that I want to get in here, coming back here on WGR.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. Jeremy is off this week. So I was off last week. Got down to Fort Lauderdale. I'm lucky enough to miss all of this terrible weather that we had last week. It's nice today. So I'm in Fort Lauderdale, like 20 minutes from the Panthers Arena. And We're in town. We did not go to game three. We thought about it on Saturday night, but it was a little too expensive when you don't have an emotional tie. So I'm sitting at this beach bar. It's beautiful. Like, it's right on the water. We're just there having a drink, watching the game. And we're watching the Panthers game, playoff conference finals, game three, home playoff game. And there's like two beach bars. This is right on the strip on the water where like all the Bills fans take over when it's Bills Dolphins. And, you know, there's a couple hundred people probably between the two bars, and the game is on. And the Panthers score a goal. Big goal, third period, to go up. And I'm waiting to hear what the reaction's like. And there's maybe a dozen people clapping. And that's it. Like a dozen people. Now, it's Memorial Day weekend. Maybe not everybody. In fact, I'm sure not a lot of people in those places are from the area. But I'm just thinking to myself, like, not that they don't deserve it, you know? Not that they don't deserve a team and they don't deserve to have good seasons. But I'm just thinking, like, if this was us with two bars next to each other and your team scores a goal in the conference finals, I mean, here the buildings would be shaking that you were in versus, like, you know, dozen people are clapping. And that's just here. I mean, Toronto, Montreal, so many other places where the buildings would be shaking. So again, that's not me saying they don't deserve a team. I think they have one of the most impressive teams I've ever seen in my life. Talk a little bit more about that later. That roster is perfect. But yeah, it wasn't quite the atmosphere that I was expecting. Like, oh, let's go out and watch the Panther game in South Florida. 803-0550, the phone number. More hockey with Steven Ellis at 830. I want to get back to some Bills, though, when we come back. If you got a guy for your most underappreciated Buffalo Bill, NFL.com says Dorian Williams. I've had some good answers on Twitter. We'll get to some more football when we come back. Jeremy's off this week. It's Joe DiBiase. Sal Capaccio took off. He's got the OTAs media for the Bills. Sean McDermott speaking, so he's heading down to the stadium. We'll hear from him a little bit later on, so stay tuned. This is WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.